This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, July 27, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. We'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine on tap today, mid-70s for high temperatures. The Salem News is reporting that area nonprofits are adjusting their funding sources through the pandemic. For example, Beverly Bootstraps is seeing a higher demand for their services now, and their funding sources have changed. While some funds have dried up, other donation foundations have stepped up to meet the needs of the community. The Sauga School Committee has accepted over $11,000 in gifts to the schools. The Daily Item reports that Superintendent Aaron McMahon thanked all donors for their contributions to the schools. North Shore State Senator Brendan Crichton is the chair of the Joint Committee on Transportation. In an exclusive MSO News Sports podcast that airs later today, Senator Crichton shares that he is very aware that state residents have MBTA safety concerns.
We share those concerns just days after our oversight hearing. We saw the horrific images of the Orange Line car on fire, 200 passengers having to be evacuated, you know, a ton of uncertainty. I can't imagine the trauma that they experienced. So obviously our thoughts are with them, but it certainly only strengthens our resolve to make the reforms and investments that we need to at the T and to take an overall look at the structure of the T, its, you know, entire organization to see how it fits in our transportation system moving forward. It seems like every day, and today was no different, you open up the newspaper or turn on your TV and you see another incident at the T. This isn't any one administration that caused this, but we're determined to be part of the solution in the legislature and to hold officials accountable.
An oversight hearing is expected to be scheduled later this summer. And the Newburyport Daily News is reporting that Mayor Sean Reardon turned heads Saturday when he declared during an online radio interview that ousted Parks Director Lisa Reed was still an employee of the city despite being told earlier this month her position was being eliminated and her department absorbed into the Department of Public Services. You can always email us with any comments or questions by contacting us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO Sports. The Red Sox lost to Cleveland last night 8-3. They'll do it again this evening at Fenway Park at 7:10. The North Shore Navigators beat Mystic 8-3, and then they'll play at Newport this evening at 6:30. The Lynn Babe Ruth All-Stars won two games yesterday in Keene, New Hampshire, and thus the New England Regional Tournament. Coach Rich Avery on the team's next challenge, the World Series.
So we are heading down to Stafford, Virginia. We're actually driving home from Keene right now. we're going to go all meet at the field after we get our parade in from Goodwin Circle. And we're going to have a meeting about when we're leaving. I think we're leaving on August 10th. And we could be there, I think, up to 8 days when we get down there.
Rich Avery with the Lynn Babe Ruth All-Star Team. We have more information on a separate post. That is sports, and along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.